Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to When Christians Speak Online Talk Radio, broadcasting out of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. Today's voice crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord. When Christians Speak is dedicated to lifting up the name of Christ Jesus and spreading the good news. So it's now, brother, can you spare a dime? My God shall supply my needs. Don't have to beg because I am a thief. Cause every good. Amen. Praise the Lord, everybody. Praise the Lord. Welcome to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray. This is the Bread of Life segment today. And we are broadcasting. Actually, we're broadcasting a live broadcast. I haven't did a live broadcast in a while. Amen. But we're excited to be here today with you. And we pray that the message today will be a blessing unto you. So right now, we're doing a couple of quick things. Just want to do some quick sound checks to make sure everything is working according to plan, but we're excited about what God's going to do. Amen. Today's broadcast, our topic will be stand still and see. Stand still and see what God will do next. Stand still, whatever you do, just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. So we're going to talk about that. I got a couple of scriptures that I'm going to share with you, and I pray that it'll be a blessing and everything to you. Amen. But before we get there, let me just talk a little bit about what we got coming up. We got History, Bounding, and Grace with Minister Vanessa Williams. Amen. That's every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Declaring the Finished Work with Reverend Pat Randall is Thursday at 12 noon. Friday Night Joy. With me, you know, used to have Reverend Robin. It's like the first and the third. Oh, I got that wrong. It's the first, the second, and the fourth Fridays. Amen. That might change in a little bit. Amen. And then we'll have the Bread of Life, which is the first and the third Sundays at 7 p.m. We also have Talent to Change every Wednesday at 7 p.m. with Pastor Paul Morgan. I'm about to broadcast as follows, Lifeline with Apostle Shirley Jones. It's every first Monday at 7 p.m. The Bold and the Beautiful, Reverend Novena Reed, Reverend Curtis Austin, and Minister Jordana Cunningham is every second Saturday at 10 a.m. Adoration with the Evangelist Lewis McEwen is every third Monday of the month at 7 p.m., Marriage Takeover, the Body of One, Reverend Pastors Eric and Pastor Tamika Thompson, at every fourth Sunday at 7 p.m., Hour 3, Real Life, Real Men, Real Talk, with Ray, Antonio, Tyrone, Cleophas, and Elston, is every second Sunday at 7 p.m., a weekly prayer, it's called Midday Glory Prayer, and that was Reverend Gwen Dixon, and that takes place every Wednesday at 1 p.m., and this is a free conference call. Number is 712-770-5505. That's its code is 732-499. Now, I do want to let you know that we do have a broadcast called, voice is getting dragged out, just bear with me. It's called Matters of the Heart Singles Ministry, and that's with Pastor Maggie Wilson and myself. Amen. That's every third Friday at 7 p.m. Then there are some hopefully a new broadcast coming up in September. Amen. Let me see if I can get you the title of that real quick. I think I did copy that. Amen. Y'all just bear with me. I'm a little other than the weather here recently, but God has been faithful even in the midst of that, man. I'm telling you, God has been faithful. So I'm excited about the faithfulness of God. Amen. And my voice is a little hoarse. So I probably won't be before you that long. Amen. So it'll be just a few minutes. I just want to make sure I got up all the information. Okay. Amen. Amen. I tell you, but let's go ahead and open up in prayer. Amen. And then we'll be right back. And by that time, I should have the information I'm looking for the newest broadcast coming up. Okay. All right. So just bear with me. I'll be open up in prayer. Let me see here. grateful. Yeah. Stand still, y'all. Just stand still. There's a lot that's going on all around us, but we're in a season and in a time that we just need to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord and know that God is working things out in our favor, no matter what it may look like, no matter how strong the wind that's blowing at this time. We know about the hurricane that's taking place in Louisiana and, I mean, the earthquakes and all these things, the different things that are taking place. Of course, the coronavirus is still here. It ain't going nowhere and everything. So a lot of many different things, and there's wars and rumors of wars, a lot of different things that's going on all around us, but we still have to be in a place that we stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just stand still. That's what we're going to really get into that in a little bit and talking about this standing still. You know, don't panic, don't rush out, don't do anything rash, don't try to figure out. But in some cases, stand still and let God direct your path. And that's what we want to do. We want to let the Lord direct our path. Amen. We want him to direct our path. So just bear with me. We can go ahead and do this prayer, and I'll be right back. Amen. Amen. Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend.
Their sight and their insight, God. Lord God, we declare, Father God, the spiritual blindness now be lifted off the eyes of your people that they may see you. Lord God, I thank you now that you're placing the hunger and the thirst, God, after righteousness on the inside of their belly. I declare now that out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. We declare life now to begin to work against the spirit of death. We declare now upon, Lord God, the people of God and those that are listening and hearing, Lord God, where you said taste and see that the Lord is good. We thank you today, God, that they will now have an encounter and experience. Let there be a wrestle no more. Lord, we break and destroy, God, in the name of Jesus, the adversary. We break and destroy the spirit of darkness off of the mind that is causing illumination, God, that is causing desensitization, that is causing distraction, that is causing, Lord God, familiar spirits to enter in. We thank you now today that by the superior blood of Jesus, Satan, it is the blood that is against you. We call every individual back out of the darkness today light of Christ. We open up the gates of captivity and loose every individual that is held bound by the adversary, by their past, oh God, by past situations, addictness, sickness, infirmity, anger, rage, resentment. We loose it today in the name of Jesus, and we declare liberty and freedom upon the people of God, the church, Hallelujah. The body of Christ. Every listener today, Satan, the Lord rebuke you from his people today. We cut and sever every tentacle and tie of the past. We break and destroy every generational curse off of your people, God. We thank you, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that liberty and freedom has now come upon them. We declare, Father God, that victory is released today. Now let victory be proclaimed in every atmosphere, Hallelujah. From the north, the south, the east, and the west. Lord, let there be a wrestle no more. Choose ye this day whom ye shall serve. I bring every individual that is a listener on the side that makes them a sheep. We separate them from the goats today in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that we are choosing and have chosen the narrow path that leads unto life, and we turn our backs to the broad path that leads to destruction. We declare today, Father God, that we are being led by you. I declare over their feet, over their mind, spirit, and body, that the steps of righteous men, they are ordered by the Lord. Make every crooked path straight, God. Let them wrestle no more. We loose and break, Father God, the stronghold associated with the past, and we propel them and catapult them in the spirit into Glory. Divine alignment with you. Open Glory. Up and lock now, Korabashaya. Open up now the ear, God, in the name of Jesus. Let them now hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. Thank Open you, up, Jesus. God, and loose, God, the ear of the church, that now they may hear what the Spirit of the Lord, God, is saying. Let alignment take place, God, and let your spirit flow. We thank you now in Jesus' name that the people of God, I prophetically declare upon them now that the wrestle is over, that the struggle is over in the inside, from the inside out, that they have endured the wheel of the potter, and you have made them now today yet again into another vessel that seemed good for you to make it. We declare it so. We seal it by the word of the Lord, and we prophetically pronounce it done. Be it so unto them in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. What an awesome prayer. Thank you, Prophet. Pastor LaMonica, amen, that was a prayer that was done probably a while back. So what an awesome prayer that was. And we do thank you for that prayer. That prayer still has value even now. Amen, even now, you know. So again, I want to thank everybody for listening to When Christians Speak Talk Radio. I'm your host, Reverend Ray, today. The segment is the bread of life, and our topic will be Stand Still and See the Salvation of the Lord. Just stand still. Don't do anything. Amen. But I did want to make sure I mentioned that a new broadcast that will start, amen, in September, I believe it's September the 13th, amen. And it's called Spiritual Nuggets. And the young lady that will be hosting the broadcast of Spiritual Nuggets, her name is Minister Carmen Booker. Amen. And so we're excited about Minister Carmen Booker joining our family and everything. We're excited about that. And she will be on the second and the fourth Monday at 8 p.m., Minister Carmen Booker. And the broadcast is called Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. I'm sorry, Spiritual Nuggets of Truth. So we're excited about Minister Carmen joining the family and everything. And we are looking for some great and wonderful things that God would do during the broadcast. Amen. So that's one of the newest broadcasts. We got a couple of things that we're working on that's coming in September. I know that Pastor Meg is working on a panel of men and women for Matters of the Heart, Singing Ministry, talk about do's and don'ts, also of dating. Amen. So we're going to have a lot of different fun things just coming up. But we've already had prayer, so let's go ahead and get into the Word of God. And like I said, we're coming from the message, several scriptures actually we're going to probably use today, but one that I'm looking at in particular is coming out of Exodus chapter 14, okay? And it's at a time when the children of Israel, Pharaoh has released the children of Israel after after something different, going through some different things and some deaths and of his son and some plagues and finally he released them. Okay, finally he released them. And I'm not sure where I'm going to start. But I think probably the best way to start is at the first verse of Exodus chapter 14, and we're going to look at and probably skip about a little bit till we get to the main scripture. They're talking about stand still, but it's the first verse in Exodus chapter 14, okay? And this is what it said. The Lord spake unto Moses, saying, speak unto the children of Israel, that they turn and encamp before Pahirathoth, okay, between Migdol and the sea, over against Baal-zephon. Before it shall ye encamp by the sea. In other words, he's telling them to encamp by the sea. Okay, for Pharaoh will say of the children of Israel, they are entangled in the land the wilderness has shut them in. In other words, there's no way to escape. And I will harden Pharaoh's heart that he shall follow after them. And I will be honored upon Pharaoh and upon all his hosts, that the Egyptians may know that I am the Lord. And they did so. That I am the Lord and they did so. And it was told in the king of Egypt that the people fled, and in the heart of Pharaoh and of his servants, it wasn't just Pharaoh, was turned against the people. And they said, why have we done this, that we have let Israel go from serving us? And he made ready his chariots and took his people with him, and he took 600 chosen chariots and all the chariots of Egypt and the captains over every one of them. And in other words, it was a big army. And the Lord hardened the heart of Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, and he pursued after the children of Israel. And the children of Israel went out with a high hand. But the Egyptians pursued after them all the horses and chariots of Pharaoh and his horsemen and his army, and overtook them by them encamping by the sea, because they was encamped. They had stopped encamping by the sea, besides Pehath and Baal-Zephon. And when Pharaoh drew nigh, and this is where we want to get to, and when Pharaoh drew nigh, okay, the children of Israel lifted up their eyes, and behold, the Egyptians marched after them, and they were sore afraid. And the children of Israel cried out unto the Lord, and they said unto Moses, because there was no graves in Egypt, hast thou taken us away to die in the wilderness? Wherefore hast thou dealt with us to carry us forth out of Egypt? Is not this the word that we did tell thee in Egypt, saying, let us alone that we might serve the Egyptians? For it had been better for us to serve the Egyptians than that we should die in the wilderness. This is probably one of the first times that the children of Israel begin to complain about their situation and their circumstances. They had their captives, kept them captive for over 400 years, was beginning to come after them and to chase after them and everything, and we had caught up with them basically. And there was no place for them to go. They was entrapped. They couldn't go anywhere. The only thing, that place, they could either go back or they can go toward the sea and drown. So they was in a very dire, desperate place and everything. It was a very desperate place. And if you look around you and you see some of the things that are happening in your life and all around us, a lot of folks are in very bad situations, whether it be a hurricane, whether it be the Corona virus, or whether it be the government, whether it be Afghanistan, or whether it be Haiti, China, or even the Christians. And they're in a very dire places. These I'm talking to them as the believer now. We're in a place that we just don't see a way out. Okay, they're in a place they had never experienced what was taking place. This is something new for them. Going into the promised land or being in a place where the Egyptians had beat them so much and got them in check that they didn't even want to leave Egypt. They leave the land because they didn't like the situation, but they didn't know at that time that God had a plan. Okay, let me go on and just read a little bit further. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not. He said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. That's what the word that Moses, he said, fear ye not. Moses knew that God was well able to deliver them. He knew that God didn't bring them out. All these people, all these Egyptians, young men and old women, and there were some that weren't even Jews and stuff that came with them. There was some different countries bring them out this far just to leave them. He knew that. He said, Moses said, fear ye not. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God is about to do something which he shall show unto you today. For the Egyptians whom you have seen today, you shall see them again no more forever. In other words, Moses was not only trying to encourage them, but he was being prophetic. So you're not going to see them anymore, but just don't fear not. Okay, you will see them no more forever. 14 says, the Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. In other words, shut up. Stop complaining and see what God's going to do. Now, I often think about the scripture, and I have a life and I can't think of the scripture name, but it talks about minor prophet said, I'm going to stand on my hind legs and see what God's going to do now. In other words, he was telling them, he's like, look, just wait and see what God's going to do. The God of your father, the God of our fathers, wait and see that he was about to do something miraculously today in our lives. And Moses said, fear not. Let me move on. 14 said, the Lord shall fight for you. The Lord shall fight for you. So you ain't going to have to fight. You're not going to have to lift up a sword. You're not going to have to use an axe. You're not going to have to use the plow or anything like that and make it into weapons. You're not going to have to do anything. The Lord shall fight for you, and you shall hold your peace. And the scripture 15 says, and the Lord said unto Moses, why forth criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children that they go forward. Moses telling them, God telling them, Moses, telling people to go forward. Why are you crying to me, man? You know we got a plan. You trust me to tell the people to go forward, okay? It says, speaking to the children of Israel, that they go forward. Verse 16, but lift thou up thy rod and stretch out thy hand over the sea and divide it. See, God always has a plan, but with his plan comes instructions. So he tells Mary to lift up his hand and over the sea and divide it. And the children of Israel shall go on dry ground, though the midst of the sea. And I behold, I would harden the hearts of the Egyptians, that they shall follow them, and I will get me honor upon Pharaoh, upon all the hosts, and upon all his chariots, and upon his horsemen. And the Egyptians shall know, here it is right here, God that the plan, that I am the Lord when I have gotten my honor upon Pharaoh and upon his chariots and upon his horsemen. And the angel of God, which went before the camp of Israel, moved and went behind them. And the pillar of cloud went from before their face and stood behind them. And it came between the camp of the Egyptians and the camp of the Israel. In other words, the angel and the pillar of cloud went and stood between them, between their enemy, because God had already told them that they're not going to fight. They're going to not have, there'll be no need for them to fight. But he wanted them to stand still, y'all, and see the salvation of the God. And the camp of Israel, it was a cloud. And it came between the camp of the Egyptian and the camp of Israel, and it was a cloud and a darkness unto them. But it gave light by night to these, so that the one came not near the other at all at night. In other words, they couldn't see. The enemy can't see you. You're incognito. You know, the enemy don't know where you're at. He can't see you. He may be able to hear you, but he can't see you. And if he can't see you, he can't attack you. You know, you in a secret place. In other words, look, I just thought about this. God took the children of Israel and put them in a secret place that the enemy couldn't find them. He couldn't go forward because it was dark. Amen. And then the scripture says, 21 said, and Moses stretched out his hand over the sea, and the Lord caused the sea to go back by a strong east wind all that night, and made the sea dry land, and the waters were divided. And the children of Israel went forth, y'all, on the dry land, on this dry land, in the midst of this sea. I don't know how big the waves were or anything like that, but I can imagine that was a sight to see. That was a sight to see that, man. I can imagine that they felt like, wow, God really did this for us. Now, I want to continue to tell the story, because this plan of standing still and seeing and watching and see what God would do next. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Their salvation was taking place before they even knew it. Their salvation was taking place when God told them to leave Egypt. Their salvation was a covenant where God promised them a land of milk and honey. Their salvation was already in place, man. No doubt before the foundation of the earth, God knew that he would deliver these people out of Egypt. Okay? They went to Egypt to live, but now he was bringing them out to Egypt to go to the next phase. There was a process. They had been there for 400 years. And God would say, okay, it's time now for you to leave this place. Let me do something real quick, y'all. I want to check out something, because this story is really good. I don't think we can be able to finish all of this tonight on this broadcast. So we might have to come back to it when we come back on another Sunday, I think. Amen. But standing still, man, and seeing the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Stand still. I know that things are crazy out there. Like I said earlier, I mentioned all the different things that are going on, and it's crazy. But stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. See that God is working things out in your favor. See that God is moving some obstacles out of your way. See that what God is doing now is that he's beginning the enemy, putting darkness before the enemy to the point that the enemy can't see your escape. The enemy can't see anything because God has put darkness before him and an angel and a cloud. The enemy can't see. You can see fine. You can see every step that you're making because that's what God wants you to do. He wants your steps to be ordered by him. You can see everything, man. You can see it. Let me just continue to read on. I stopped at 21, but I want to go ahead and continue with this particular book. And right now I'm looking at Exodus chapter 14, verses 22. And it says, and the children of Israel went into the midst of the sea upon dry ground. They said they went into the midst of the sea upon the dry ground, and the waters were a wall unto them on their right hand and on their left. I don't know how, why, because you think it was the children of Israel, while they was in Egypt, had multiplied so much that the Egyptians thought they was becoming a burden to them and was afraid that they would have become a nation within the nation to the point that they could take over all of Egyptians if they wanted to. So it was that amount, it was numerous amount of children of Israel that was there. Okay, so when they was hitting, walking between on dry ground and water on both sides, on the right and the left. And 23 said, and the Egyptians pursued and went in after them to the midst of the sea, even all of Pharaoh's horses and his chariots and his horsemen. And it came to pass that in the morning watch, the Lord looked unto the host of the Egyptians through the pillar of fire and of the cloud, and troubled the hosts of the Egyptians, and took off their chariot wheels, that they drave them heavily. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fighted for them against the Egyptians. In other words, I believe that the chariot wheels, the chariots that they was driving, trying to get to the children, begin to have some issues. Their wheels begin to have some issues. Maybe they got stuck. I don't know what the case was. Maybe the scripture doesn't really get into detail what was taking place. But if you can use imagination, they got all that. They had to abandon it. It was none of that. The very thing that was fast enough to catch them up with the children of Israel now was giving them problems, and they was in the midst of the sea. My thing is, look, I don't know. Did they not see that there was water on the left and water on the right side, on both sides of them? That probably it was so high that it probably came over top. They did not see that. They did not see that the children of Israel was walking on dry ground. The ground had been dry. They did not see those things. You know, I don't know. And 25 said, and took off their chariot wheels that they drave them heavily. So the Egyptians said, let us flee from the face of the Israel, for the Lord fighteth for them. Now they're beginning to realize, after they had seen all these things take place, that the Lord, they didn't call them just any kind of God. They said the Lord. They knew exactly who they were talking about. The God of Israel was fighting for them, were fighting against the Egyptians. And the Lord said unto Moses, stretch out thy hand over the sea, that the waters may come again upon the Egyptians, upon their chariots, and upon their horsemen. And Moses stretched forth his hand over the sea, and the sea returned to his strength. When the morning appeared and the Egyptians fled against it, the Lord overthrew the Egyptians in the midst of the sea. In other words, they couldn't get back to the land, to the land that they were. They couldn't get back to the banks of the sea. Okay? Yeah, the waters came back in, and the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them, and there remained not so much as one, y'all, of them. Moses said, right, the enemy you see, this Egyptians you see today, you will see them no more forever. Not one of them escaped. theramine, not so much as one of them. They all perish in the sea. They all perish. They all perish. Isn't that amazing? That your enemy that is out to destroy you, whatever it may be, that you, you know, if you remain faithful in God, you begin to trust in God, if you begin to get to a place that you say, okay, God, I'm trusting in you and I'm believing in you and I'm not gonna worry about these things and the wilderness and yeah, I thought I had it better when I was a slave or when I was in captivity, but now I'm gonna trust you. You know, I'm gonna stand still and see your salvation. I'm gonna see and catch hold of the promises, because the promise was made that we're going to the promised land. So if I'm going to the promised land, all I have to do is to remain focused on you, God, Jesus. I need to remain focused on you. Amen. It says I need to remain focused. Where am I? Amen. It says in verse 28, Exodus 14:28, said the waters returned and covered the chariots and the horsemen and all the hosts of Pharaoh that came into the sea after them. There remained not so much as one of them. But the children of Israel walked upon dry land in the midst of the sea. God will make you walk on dry land, y'all. And the waters were a wall unto them on the right and on the left. Thus the Lord saved Israel that day out of the hands of the Egyptians. And Israel saw the Egyptians, dead upon the seashore. That is where they washed up upon the seashore. And Israel saw that great work which the Lord did upon the Egyptians. And the people feared the Lord and believed the Lord and his servant Moses. The scriptures, they feared God. You know, they feared God. They know that the God that they served, they were serving, hey, there was no joke, man. You know, he was the real. He was the good. Then I want to look at chapter 15, and like I said, I don't think we're going to have time. I don't want to get into another verse, because we have more chapters, I mean more scriptures that deal with standing still. But this is one, and going to Exodus 15 and 1, I want to read this because this is important. Then sang Moses and the children of Israel this song unto the Lord, and spake, saying, I will sing unto the Lord, for he hath triumphed glorious. The horse and his rider hath he thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he is become my salvation. He is my God. I will prepare him a habitation, my father's God, and I will exalt him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is his name. Pharaoh's chariots and his host have he cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank into the bottom as stone. The right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Thy right hand, O Lord, have dashed in pieces the enemy. In the greatness of thy excellency, thou hast overthrown them through them that rose up against thee. Thou sendest forth thy wrath, which consumeth them as stubble, and with the blast of their masters, the waters were gathered together, and the flood stood upright as an heap, and the depths were congealed into the heart of the sea. The enemy said, I will pursue, hallelujah, and I will overtake. And that's what some of us is going through right now. This is Exodus chapter 15, verse 9. He said, I will pursue and I will overtake. I will divide the spoil. My lust shall be set aside upon them. I will draw my sword, my hands to destroy them. This is what the enemies are saying even today to you, y'all, that there's blow with our wind and the sea covered them, and they sink as lead in the mighty waters. Who, look, here it is, right? Who is like unto thee, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like thee, glorious in holiness and fearful in praise and doing wonders? They begin to give God honor. Like, who is like the God that we serve? You know, thou stretched out thy hand and the earth swallowed him. I can imagine the not just the reverence, but the fear of the awesomeness of the God that did all of that. The fact that they walked on dry land to get to the other side of the Red Sea. Can you imagine? God still do that kind of work, even in this day and time that we live in. Now, listen, I was saying earlier that I wasn't really feeling well, and I've been feeling well all week and having some issues with the lungs and the chest. But even now, I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. I will just stand still and see what the salvation of the Lord. I already know that he's a healer. I already know that he's a deliverer. I already know that he's a promiser. So I will stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. The 12 says, thou stretch out thy hand, thy right hand, and the earth swallowed them. 13 says, thou in thy mercy hast led forth the people which thou hast redeemed. You know, thou hast guided them in their strength and into thy holy habitation. This is what God has did for them at that time. But God is doing that even so for even now for us, his people, those that have been redeemed. The scripture said, let he that have been redeemed, let the redeemer of the Lord say so. This is a time now and a season and in the years and the months that the redeemed of the Lord must say so. The redeemer of the Lord must say so. The people shall hear. 14. The people shall hear and be afraid. Saul shall take hold of the inhabitants of Palestina. The dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab shall tremble. Then they begin to name the different countries that surround them. They will take note of what just took place, man. This is what something that will take place for the rest of history. People will be talking about this forever. How the Red Sea was split, you know, and they have the people of God walked on dry land. Then the dukes of Edom shall be amazed. The mighty men of Moab shall tremble. Trembling shall take hold upon them. And all the inhabitants of Canaan shall melt away based on what God did. Go back, get based on what God did. The Egyptians you see, you will see no more forever. Now, 16 says, fear and dread shall fall upon them. By the greatness of thy arm, they shall be as still as a stone till thy people pass over, O Lord. In other words, nobody's going to do anything. Nobody's going to say anything because they're going to be afraid of the revenge of God. They're going to be afraid of what you're going to do to them. The scripture says, touch not my anointed and do my prophet no harm. It's a bad thing to fall in the hands of an angry God. Till the people have passed. 17 says, thou shall bring them in and plant them in the mountain of thine inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which thou hast made for thee to dwell in the sanctuary, O Lord, which thy hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. But for the horse of the Pharaoh went in with his chariots and with his horsemen into the sea. And the Lord brought again the waters of the, this is a song, y'all. The Lord brought again the waters of the sea upon them. But the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. And am I done? Yeah, I'm almost done. Now, this is the part I really like. In verse 20, 15, Exodus 15, 20, it says that, and Miriam, the prophetess, the sister of Aaron, took a timbrel in her hand, and all the women went out after her with timbrels and with dances. They began to praise God with a dance. This is the first time that I can remember in the scriptures that I see somebody begin to praise God with a timbrel and begin to praise God with a dance. They was having a party, y'all. They were celebrating just what God did. And Mary answered them, sing ye to the Lord, for he hath triumphed gloriously. The horse and the rider have he thrown into the sea. They made a song and a dance about it. I can see them right now praising God. Don't you know when God delivered you out of some situation, when God began to answer your prayer, when God began to show you a way out, that you begin to dance, that you begin to shout, you begin to sing and give God praise for what he did. You begin to give God praise for how he brought you out. You begin to give God praise for how he delivered you. You begin to give God praise for how he healed you. But even when the enemy thought that he had you and thought you were about to die, God said that you should live and not die. You begin to give God the glory. So the scripture says that Moses brought Israel from the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness of Sur, and they went 3 days into the wilderness and found no water. And this is getting to some other thing, but we're going to continue to read this. And when they came to Marah, and they could not drink of the waters of Marah, for they were bitter, therefore the name was called Marah. Okay, and the people, here they go again, y'all. After all that praising, after all that dancing, after all the accolades given to God, this is what we do too. You know we do it. You want to judge the people. children of Israel. But some of us, and some of us, y'all have did some things and everything. After all that God did, man, we still end up complaining. And we still end up marrying. We still didn't have enough faith. Yeah, I know you've been captive for 400 years. You know, I know you've been going through some things for so many years. And it didn't look like that you was going to make it. But you did, because God brought you through. But again, in Exodus 15 and 24, and the people murmured against Moses, saying, "What shall we drink? What shall we drink?" And he cried unto the Lord, and the Lord showed him a tree, which he had cast into the waters. And the waters, y'all, were made sweet. Okay, that was because of the tree that God had cast into the water. The waters, because of the tree that God had cast into the waters, and the waters were made sweet. There he made for them a stature and an ordinance, and he proved them. God is showing them, even I've just bought you, but I'm going to make sure you have enough water too. I'm going to do this to prove you that I am the Lord. Then he said, I am that I am. Verse 26 says, and said, if thou will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord thy God, and will do that which is right in his sight, and will give ear to his commandments, and keep all his statutes, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I brought upon the Egyptians. For I am the Lord that healeth thee. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. And 27, and they came to Elim, and there were 12 wells of water, and 70 palm trees, and they encamped there by the waters. They encamped by the waters. God was showing them favor when they thought they didn't deserve favor. God was showing them how mighty he was, how he loved them, how he wanted to do much more for them. You know, if he keep them commandments and just listen to his, keep his statutes and take heed to his commandments. Never God was telling them, look, just follow after me. Seek me. Jesus today is still doing the same thing, y'all. He still stands for us to seek him, to come and after him, you know, for those that are heavy laden and have a heavy burden. He said that scripture that he would give you rest. Seek God. Even now, seek God. I'm speaking to myself. Wait, seek God. I'm speaking to you wherever you might be, whoever you might be, if you're listening to this particular broadcast. Seek after the things of God. Seek after, stand still and seek God. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Amen. Thank you. God bless you. So y'all, we're going to go ahead and get out of here and everything. I thank you and hopefully and pray for this blessing. This broadcast has been a blessing to you. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Stand still and seek God. Stand still and seek after God. Amen. Father God, we thank you for the broadcast. We pray that it be a blessing to your people, God. We pray that it will prick the hearts of men and women, God, that we might return back to our first love, which is you, that we might not look to the left or to the right, but stay on the dry ground, the dry ground that you have provided for us, and go forth into the new promise, God. We pray today, God, for our country, God, for the nation, for the leadership, God, for all, even for the Jews, God. We're praying for all those that have need. We're praying for the, even against this virus, Lord Jesus. We pray that healing will continue to come, God, that you will spare those lives, as many that thou has set aside to be the spare, God, that you bring forth the healing balm, Lord Jesus, for you are the balm, God. We're praying for the salvation of the men, Lord Jesus, that even in the midst of the enemy, we know that you save them. We know that you're still doing miracles, God. We see you do these things time after time after again. We trust you and believe you. We would not lean to our own understanding, but we will lean on you, Jesus. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for loving us, God. We pray for the sinner, God. We pray for the atheist, God. We pray for the salvation of man, Lord Jesus. Help us to be the salt, light, and power that you have ordained us to be. We do pray this prayer in Christ Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. So we're done, y'all. God bless you. We'll see you next Sunday. Amen. I think next Sunday is for the brothers who will be with me and everything, be on the broadcast, rather. So y'all be blessed and know that God loves you. Stand still. Y'all, stand still. I know you want to run. I know you want to hide. I know you want to make plans. And I know you want to go back to the the same state you was in before. I heard people say that we want to go back to the way it used to be. It ain't going to take place. God is taking you to a new place. But I want you to just, God is saying to the people, God, stand still and see the salvation. Even in the midst of chaos and wars and rumors of wars and floods and tornadoes and storms and fires and earthquakes, and even in the midst of people hating you because of your skin tone, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. God bless you. Amen.